Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, let's see. Paul, how you doing? Are you all right?
Grand, thanks, Dave.
Good on yourself. Paul Whittington from the Indo Talking Movies. What's happening, Paul?
A few interesting films, Dave. The Courier with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
To be honest, like, it's an amazing story. Greville Wynne, I'd never heard of it before. I knew nothing about it. And there's a kind of a lack of kind of, actually, but like, do you remember Argo?
Yeah.
And like they're getting through the thingy bob, yeah, and they get out and they're on the plane.
Or Bridge of Spies, Dave.
Yeah, like where you're really freaking out and you're biting your nails. You want them to escape. You want them to escape. Now, because that didn't have that in this, and yet you think on paper maybe it should have had. Maybe it's right that it didn't have it because your man had no idea what he was letting himself in for and the kind of big hole he was digging for himself. Anyway, tell us the story. Sorry.
Well, you know, you're right. It's set during the Cold War. It's set actually just around the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was a huge problem for the world that people won't really remember now. And Benedict Cumberbatch plays this Greville Wynne character who's a total amateur, and the reason that MI6 and the CIA recruit him is because they reckon this high-ranking GRU colonel, decorated war hero called Oleg Penkovsky, who's played by Merab Nididze in this, that he's so worried about Khrushchev being a hothead that he may be about to turn and start giving them information. But if they send a proper spy in, they'll be rumbled instantly. So instead, this amateur, this spivvy salesman with his little moustache is sent to Moscow. And the pair of them hit it off. And it's really as much about their relationship as anything else. And it seems like a bit of a lark, especially to Greville, you know, who likes a drink, and that goes down well in Moscow. But the stakes are very high, and you see, you know, the amount that these men risked. And by the way, Dave, they reckon that he was the most important spy the West ever had, Penkovsky.
Really?
Because the information he provided helped.
He was a really nice guy in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and he seems to have been a very honourable person, as I say, a war hero and you know, a committed kind of communist, but he just felt that, world war should be averted, and it was a moral duty to do so, and he does come across very well. And, I like the two of them. Obviously, Jessie Buckley plays Wynne's wife, and she's great in it. She's so good.
Great
with just
everything.
A few scenes, she just seems to be able to do so much.
All in the house, really, all at home. Yeah. No, it's good.
So
yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's good enough. The Courier is what it's called. Remarkable true story, especially when they show the bit. You always look for the bit at the end of what the guy looked like and who he was and that. And like, you see him, like, after all what happened to him, and he's, you know yourself. No, if I got to go through 6 months of that or what he went through. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't think he did too well afterwards, though. I hear.
He looked well with the black and white photos that you see from the newsreels, but yeah. Okay, that's himself, which is The Courier, Benedict Cumberbatch. What else?
Well, a few others. New Order, which is...
It's a hard
watch. It's
Mexico.
It's Mexico, and it's sort of set in this near future where, but not, you know, quite near, I would imagine, where the social order has broken down because of iniquity. Iniquity is a big problem everywhere, with a huge problem in Mexico. And so the underclass are rioting, and this wealthy and rather dislikable couple are about to get married when their house is raided by these looters who just go around shooting people and are entirely ruthless. The bride-to-be escapes and is then kidnapped by the military, and the military use the chaos to establish a fascistic police state. But in true South American fashion, they're also running extortion, kidnapping, stuff as well. It's all about, a bit like Parasites, it's nothing like as good a film as that. But it's getting at social iniquity, that's its target. It's hard to watch, but it's very, very well made.
Right, and it does say something, I suppose you could say as well.
Yes, absolutely.
By the sound of it. Okay, what's left? What else is there?
Well, two more. Wild Card. I think people will remember Sid Said Babbitt Knudsen from
Wild Card,
Borgen. Wildland.
Wildland,
this is a very good film. It's a Danish film, and this teenage girl, who's played by Sandra Gullbrook-Kampf, her mother dies in a car crash, and her mother had addiction problems and was a prostitute and so on, and she's sent to live with her aunt, and her aunt Bodil, who's played by Baba Knutson, is this very glamorous divorcee. She's very welcoming, but she's also a crime boss. She's kind of like a Lady Macbeth, and she has her sons doing her bidding, and she is ruthless, and so are they. And it's about how the young girl initially seems like a lamb to the slaughter, but actually turns out to be born into this kind of work. So it's a very interesting film, a really good film.
Right, I've never heard of it. Wild Land, that sounds thumbs up. All right, anything
Wild
else?
Land, on at the IFI at the moment. People Just Do Nothing Big in Japan. I don't know, Dave, if you ever came across
People Just BBC Do 3. Nothing Big in Japan. I presume there's got to be a colon somewhere.
Dave, it is your lucky day. There's a colon in the middle there. There was a mockumentary series on BBC Three called People Just Do Nothing, which was quite funny, about these idiots from Brentford who call themselves the Corrupt FM crew, and they run a radio, pirate radio station from their basement, and they make really bad drum and bass music. That show was cancelled, unfortunately, but in this film, which is quite entertaining, the boys go off to Japan because they've heard their music is popular there. As one of them says, Brentford, Ipswich, and now Japan.
Hold on, watch yourself. Brentford beat Arsenal 2-0 last night, first time back in the Premiership, so watch it.
I know, so they'd be delighted with that. That's a very good start for Brentford, very bad start for the Gunners. These guys are called things like MC Grind and DJ Beats, and they're very silly, and they don't travel well, and so it's the comedy of all that.
Is it any good?
It's charming, it's funny, it's way, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he says with faint praise. The Courier, yeah, The Courier is actually, because it is so down home, it kind of nearly works better than you might think in some ways. New Order is very well made, but tough going. Wildland, complete thumbs up, absolutely.
Yeah.
And People Just Do Nothing Big in Japan. Yeah, whatever, you know.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.